star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. A hard-fought Senior Day victory for your squad on Saturday, beating New Albany 22-3. Just give me your impressions on what your team did well on Saturday.
Well, they competed well. It was a very physical game. Albany, I think, always plays very physical. They always come to play. They always play with a lot of energy. And I think they were really hard to beat. And we were scrambling, I think, in the first half to really generate much offense. You know, defense really rose up throughout the course of the game, and we go into the locker room, you know, 3-3 at the half. Second half, I guess our defense kind of took over the game. We took the ball away 4 times. We blocked a punt. We downed the ball inside to 3 on a couple of other punts. So the whole game really flipped there in the second half as we gained the momentum and we got our ground game going. When it was all said and done, we did the things you have to do to win a game like that. We ended up winning the time of possession pretty significantly. We ran the ball well, and we played really good field position. So really excited to get the win on Senior Day for our student athletes and our seniors who have really done an outstanding job this year of just buying in and trusting and allowing us to kind of lead them. And they've been leading the younger players in a very positive way.
Just sort of building on those comments, how much do you feel like this group has grown? Obviously 7 wins now. For the first time at Delaware since 2013, and as you've tried to establish your culture and your stamp on the program, how have you seen these guys grow throughout the year?
Well, it's really the most exciting thing I think that we do as coaches is we invest in that process of growth and building relationships. And actually, I guess it would have been Friday night, you know, at my team meeting Friday night, I talked about what have we learned since we've been together and kind of outlined a number of things, you know, from the very first day that I stood in front of them as their head coach until, you know, that very moment leading into the Albany game. And when you really take some time to look at it that way, you recognize how we share in all of these experiences together, you know, whether it's the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat, you know, the pain of setback and loss, and then the joy of responding and getting a favorable result. And these are things that happen on and off the field. And, you know, every team across America goes through these different kinds of growing pains, and every year it's different. So I talked about the things that we had learned from these experiences, and I think that I've learned that these young people want to win. They're committed to competing and to doing things the right way, and it's important to them. And I think it's important to them that they represent the University of Delaware. They have, you know, responded very well, you know, since, you know, we have gotten into the season.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad. I want to go back. Your defense certainly has been one of the best, not only in the CAA, but the nation for a lot of the year. But Albany drives 80 yards, 18 plays to start the game. And then from there on out, it's dominance, 40 yards and one first down the rest of the way. What changed and what were you guys able to do well to shut them down?
Well, I think the one thing that happens a lot is, you know, you have to remain poised, I think, you know, as coaches and, you know, trust in your system a little bit and trust your players. So they did. They put together I think it was the second drive of the game. I think it was 18 plays, and they were just, you know, a half step ahead. You know, they gained 3 or 4 in the run game, then they have a short pass for 5 or 6, and, you know, they're converting on the 3rd and 3s and 3rd and 4s, and the sticks just keep moving down the field. And we just kind of stayed true to who we were, you know, and made some adjustments at halftime, I think, that allowed us to make some bigger plays and some momentum plays. But, you know, sometimes you just got to get settled in a little bit to this tempo and the speed of the game. And then, you know, to their credit, you know, they were working some things that they thought they could do successfully. And they had enough patience to kind of stay with that methodical approach and move the ball down the field and consume clock. And that was my biggest fear really going into the game, was how Greg has been able to control the ball and control the time of possession and limit the number of snaps that you get to run on offense and really limit the number of possessions that you have offensively. So the whole thing flipped for us, because when the game was over, we really did win that battle of time of possession and ball control. And that's a really good formula, you know, for being successful.
We don't talk about the punters very often on these calls, but Nick Pritchard, I know Greg talked about it during his segment earlier today, pinning his team deep twice inside the two. He talked about what a big influence that was. Just give me your impressions on those plays.
Yeah, they really were huge plays. And then, you know, you know, for the head coach, you know, those are kind of plays that justify your decisions, you know. And I think when you run your punter out there on fourth and four from the 35, everybody in the stadium's booing, you know. So, like, everyone's booing because they want you to go for it every time. And if he bangs it out of the back of the end zone, you're probably saying, yeah, I should have gone for it, you know. But when you catch it on the one and you force them to start their drive in the 1 yard line, it's like, oh my gosh, what a great coaching decision. But Nick's been really good. Buck Jones got free a couple times down there to catch the ball, you know, in perfect position. And, you know, our punt team has been a weapon for us this year. And I don't know if I've ever really said that. Up at Maine last week, the most critical points of the game, we scored with our punt team. And it's been a weapon for us, and our kids take a lot of pride in that unit.
Offensively, Kenai Kane gets hurt, and you turn to a freshman in Corey Spruill, and he comes through with 20 carries, 86 yards, and two touchdowns, big in the second half. What did you like about his effort and his potential?
Well, we have a good group of backs. You know, Kareem is having a good year, Kareem Williams. We haven't used Thomas Jefferson as much, but he is available and did play sparingly and obviously is very capable. Kenai has kind of been, with Kareem, you know, our two kind of lead ball carriers. And then Corey, we've been bringing along. You know, he's a true freshman. He's been on special teams, you know, covering kickoffs. He's been on punt return. He's doing a lot of different jobs. But what he does during the week in practice, it gets our attention, is he runs the football. And he's a real good fit for our style of offense. And I think when it's all said and done, he's going to have a really good career. So, I mean, we weren't surprised that, you know, he rose up in that situation. We certainly wanted to give him opportunity, and he made the most of that opportunity, getting the ball in the end zone twice.
You certainly in your career have been involved in plenty of rivalry games, but your first Delaware-Villanova one, what are you looking forward about the rivalry, and then what are some of the keys to being able to beat Villanova?
Well, I you said it, Rob. It's one of the great things about college football is just the reality that there are rivalry games and rivalry weekends, and fans and student athletes and universities really enjoy and thrive in these competitions. And you know, for me, you know, understanding the CAA and being in the CAA and growing up in this part of the Mid-Atlantic, you know, I understand the significance of this particular rivalry game. And I know we've been on the short end of it here quite often, you know. So in order for it to, you know, maintain itself as a rivalry game, you know, there's got to be some balance in the outcomes, you know. So we certainly have a lot to play for, and so does Mark and his team. And I And I think that's the beauty of it. You know, what did he have to play for? Both teams have an awful lot to play for. And the most significant thing you have to play for is a chance to win. I know both teams will be highly motivated and really probing and searching to find a way to win the football game.
All right, Danny. Thanks, as always, for the time today.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob. Talk to you next
week. Take care. Mm-hmm. Yeah.